So I recently completed 13 years with the firm, with the same team. I joined here in 2011, fresh out of CA. The team was much leaner then, and I was among the earliest women employees. So my professional growth here has been synchronous with my personal growth. I think the journey has been as much intrinsic as external for me. All my milestones have been during my tenure with EY, whether it was my wedding, my first house, first car, my son. So yeah, I think it's definitely been a growth journey in many different ways. Looking back, I realize how raw I was when I joined. My understanding was largely theoretical, but today, with the diverse experiences that have been afforded to me here, I think I'm also in a position to have meaningful conversations with our clients, to even be able to train some of our employees and clients. So I think it's been very, very enriching every bit of the way, and I can say today that I've not realized how the 13 years have flown by. Every moment's been fun. I'm a part of the valuations, modeling and economics team, which sits within the SAT, strategy and transactions vertical at EY. And within the VME team, I focus on the financial modeling side. Much of my role involves helping our clients develop their financial models for a wide range of purposes. So it could be for a transaction, for a bid, for their internal assessments and decision making, FP&A analysis. And in some cases, apart from developing their financial models, if they already have some developed, we also have a model review work stream where we help review and validate their models to ensure that it's working well under a certain set of circumstances. So that's largely about my role. I find it really exciting because I feel like I've found my niche where it helps me merge my academic background of finance and accounting with my love of MS Excel and coding. And what I also find fascinating about every engagement that I've worked on is just to deep dive into the business and understand their key business drivers and sort of get a deeper understanding of what is the story that their numbers have to say. So I would attribute a major part of my success to the amazing leadership of the VME team. They've always given me diverse opportunities that have helped me push my boundaries. And at each stage, they've given me the guidance and support that I've needed to succeed in them. Secondly, to my team, who've always showed up, cooperated, and delivered on every single engagement and task. But at the end, I think none of this would have been possible without the unwavering support system that I have in my family. So my husband and my parents, who really hold things together whenever I have to stretch at work. My in-laws, who have always been staunch supporters of my dreams and ambitions. And definitely my toddler son, who is probably sacrificing the most. The only reason I'm able to give my 100% at work is because I'm acutely aware that the home front is in safe, reliable hands. So a huge part of where I am today, I would say, is attributable to the various experiences and the diverse opportunities that have been afforded to me here at the VME team in EY. So when I started out my career here, I initially started with real estate valuations, moving on to business valuations and working across a few different sectors for a bit, like technology, infrastructure, pharma. Eventually, I pivoted to financial modeling, which is something I've been doing for the last over 7 years now. Along the way, I also had the opportunity to do a few secondments with some of our private equity and corporate clients, a three-month New Horizons mobility program with the EY UK team. All of these have really, I think, contributed to my growth and my confidence. Another experience I really cherish is being a part of some landmark thought leaderships like the Cost of Capital Survey, which is currently in its fourth edition, and it's something that I've really been happy to be associated with right from the first edition in 2014. Apart from regular work, which definitely excites me and which has given me a lot of learning along the way, I also had the opportunity to develop a full-fledged training program in financial modeling and valuations for our clients. And one of the high points for me really remains on an engagement where a client team member walks up to me and says that he was a part of our training course and I was part of the team that had trained him. So I find it very gratifying to have been able to give back. So apart from technical learning, the opportunity to be a part of some of our soft skills courses as a facilitator, like the new senior program, both for India as well as EMEA, 4 times. So I think all of these have definitely molded me into the person I have become along the way. And I would say my growth and success with the firm and with the team is definitely a culmination of all of these experiences. So one of the best pieces of advice that I got as a young woman aspiring for growth in this firm was just to never stop learning. I believe learning and training are probably the biggest investments we can make in ourselves. And this is not restricted just to technical skills and technical trainings, which are, of course, critical to stay ahead of the curve and to remain relevant. But I would encourage youngsters to go ahead and grab any mentorship opportunities that come your way. Sign up for those soft skills courses on communication skills, writing skills, leadership, networking, because all of these add up to confidence building in the end. Another tip that I would like to share is basically to just ask for help when you need it. Often we tend to hesitate or wonder what people will think, or we are afraid of being judged. But something that I like to always say when people ask me how I hold things together at EY, being a Potterhead, is to say that for me, EY is like Hogwarts. Help will always be given to those who ask for it. So I think work-life balance means different things to different people. I think work-life balance is a two-way street. It cannot be demanded or given. We need to make it for ourselves. For me, work-life balance is basically the power to wake up and decide what's important for me today. So on a given day, if I need to choose work over family, I think it's fine as long as I'm able to do the reverse on a day when my family needs me more. Also, I believe that it needs to be viewed in totality, not in the context of a single day, but on an overall basis. Because realistically, in the kind of time-crunched, challenging business environments that we function in, it's important that we are flexible and agile to accommodate spillovers of work into life, so that eventually when life spills over into work, and it's bound to happen at various points in time in someone's life, it's well earned. So the VME team brings out the best in me every single day. The amazing leadership are ever forthcoming with their knowledgeable insights and their guidance and mentorship. And of course, my team is always putting their best foot forward, delivering quality work. I think the feedback from my seniors and the new ideas that my team keeps coming up with really help me push the envelope every day. Outside of the core VME team, I think EY is a great brand and an umbrella to be under, because somebody somewhere in EY always has or knows what you need. I've been a part of several cross-service line engagements, and it's very interesting to see how we collaborate and bring things together for our clients. I don't think D&I in a team or in an organization is really a point of debate anymore. I'm sure we all acknowledge that diverse skill sets allow us to collectively add much more value than any one of us could have added individually. But equally, I also believe that no one should ever be made to feel like their success or growth is attributable to the firm's D&I agenda. Also, typically we tend to look at D&I through a largely gender-based lens, but it's a lot more than that. It's in our abilities, our cultures, our perspectives, even our habits. For example, staffing an engagement with a resourcing mix of early risers and night owls helps us deliver better quality to our clients, especially when they're spread across multiple geographies. Lastly, I would like to say that diversity is probably a statistic, but inclusiveness is an emotion. So diversity without inclusiveness is not diversity at all. As a working professional, a woman, there's definitely apprehensions. Will I be accepted back the same way once I return from my leave? Will I be considered for normal appraisal cycles, or am I going to fall behind and play catch up forever? As a woman, these are very natural thoughts to have. I would be lying if I said I didn't have them. I also want to acknowledge that some of the thoughts that I had were also very intrinsic. I was personally on the fence about what I wanted, whether I would want to come back full time, or would I want to explore other hybrid options once I returned from my maternity break, that would give me a little bit more time at home. So at that juncture, I think just having the options of flexi time, part time, extended break, work from home, telecommuting, all of these really, really helped make the decision easier for me. And along the way, right from the time I broke the news to my seniors, at no point was there any question asked. I got wholehearted, full support at every single point in time. In fact, I extended my break by 2 months. And even that decision was at no point questioned. In fact, I was encouraged to take my time so that when I do come back, I'm ready to give it my all. I really don't believe there are any hard barriers anymore, and the number of women in leadership roles at EY, at our clients, is testimony to this fact. So I think if you have the knowledge and the skill set, you can definitely go claim that seat in the boardroom, man or woman. Yet, for most of us women, I think there are some barriers which are largely internal. The intimidation of walking into a room full of men, the fear that we may not be taken seriously, our social conditioning that often makes us question our self-worth. I think women are inherently more prone to self-doubt and often the need to convince ourselves that we deserve to be in that boardroom is larger than the need to convince anyone else, you know, the so-called imposter syndrome. And because most of these are internal factors, I think the remedy lies in reflection and making small changes in our habits on a day-to-day basis, preparing meticulously for our meetings, knowing our subject matter inside out, being clear in our communication and laying out our thoughts confidently and playing to our strengths. I think these can really help us in claiming that seat in the boardroom. At the end, I think if you add value to a room, the room is bound to value you. So family is very important to me and I really enjoy spending time with them. In particular, time with my 4-year-old son is my biggest stress buster. Aside of that, I've been lucky to have been exposed to a lot of creative pursuits growing up. So I'm a trained Carnatic singer, having sought formal training for over 20 years. I have my own YouTube channel where I occasionally like to post covers. I also enjoy writing and I often blog on random abstract topics. So music and words, I would say, are my happy place. If I'm not singing or writing, I'm listening to music or reading. That would be this song from the film Jhankar Beats, the Bollywood song. And not just my journey at EY, but I think this song pretty much sums up my motto for life. So maybe I'll just hum a couple of lines. रुक रुक रुकना ना झुक झुक झुकना है चलना है चलते जाना है जीते तो जीते हारे तो हारे हर दिल को अपना बनाना है।